You're checked in on the Papa D Time Machine, the Northern Soul Recall Show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, so glad you could join me. This is Steve Riley bringing you the Northern Soul Recall Show from sunny Somerset in the southwest of England. And you are very welcome, and whenever and wherever you're listening, it is always a pleasure to have your company. If you weren't here, well, what would I do? I might as well just be spinning records to myself in our living room. So your presence is a delight, as always. What can I tell you about here in Somerset today? Well, it's a bit meh, it's a bit overcast. It's not brilliant, but I've seen it worse. It's not quite spring yet, and it's not summer, though we will be having a record that suggests that it is some way through the show, so there's a hint. And speaking of the show, what might you listen to today should you stick around for the hour? There'll be the likes of The Reflections, Sydney Barnes, Little Anthony and the Imperials, just to mention a few. I should say also, I think today's three records challenge, which we always have, might be a bit on the tricky side, but it depends on how your mind works, where you're at mentally with your stuff, if you can get through to my way of thinking. Anyway, yeah, we're going to get started. I usually like to start with a bit of humdinger. I'm going to get started with something a bit more laid back because, I don't know, that just seems to capture my mood at the moment. I hope you enjoy it. Let's hear it.
Thank you.
kicking the show off with a bit of wonderfulness and gorgeousity. Can you have wonderfulness? Is that a word? I don't know. Anyway, yes, it's you might call that from the more modern end of Northern Soul. Modern, it was recorded in 1978. It's nearly 50 years old, for crying out loud. Yeah, it's 1978. Al Hudson and the Soul Partners and Spread Love, recorded on ABC and released on both sides of the Atlantic Pond, as they call it. Right, a bit of a change of style, a bit of a change of pace, indeed a change of decade. Here are the Reflections. On thunderous stuff, and memories of being chucked around the dance floor at Wynn Casino to that. That was The Reflections, and Like Adam and Eve, recorded in 1966. It was on ABC in the States, and only in the States. It didn't get a UK release. Well, not then, but it did quite a bit later in the late 70s, owing to demand on the Northern Soul scene. Here are The Shortcuts.
You're hinting to my baby, you're wondering a love affair. Let me tell you, your eyes they shine, your teeth they glitter, but this little girl of mine, oh, you shall not get there.
You're not gonna get her,
because I love her.
You're not gonna get her.
I see her twice every time my girl passes by. She knows just what's happening by the twinkle in her eye. Let me tell you, your eyes they shine, your teeth they glitter, but this little girl of mine, oh, she'll not get there.
You're not gonna get her,
because I love her.
You're not gonna get her.
Now she can walk that walk,
baby.
She can talk that talk,
baby.
She's been so sweet to me.
Think that one sounds like Sam and Dave, though they'd probably be offended by that, wouldn't they? But it was written by Hayes and Porter, so I guess it's inevitable that it has a Stax-like sound. It was, in fact, The Shortcuts featuring Eddie Harrison and Your Eyes May Shine from 1968, released on Pepper in the US, and it got a UK release on United Artists. And now it is time for the Three Records Challenge. Oh, yes, the golden moment in the show where you get a chance to shine. This is the bit where we play three records that have something in common. And I don't say what it is, I just let the records play through so that you can engage in the quiz should you care to. There's no prizes because at the end I will say what the three records were and what the connection was. But should you have guessed it, then you'll feel mighty good about yourself, won't you? You'll walk down the street with a spring in your step. So, the Three Records Challenge. Make it happen.
Yeah. looking fine through the dirty window, but I kinda like it that way in my tummy. At the top of the stairs, in my tummy, she'll be waiting.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, the dazzling mystery that is the Three Records Challenge. Three fine things, but did you get the connection? Let's run through them and find out. First up, you heard Tommy Bush and I Don't Like It, recorded in 1966 on the Ryker record label from Los Angeles. You then heard George Clinton and Please Don't Run From Me, recorded in 1974. Now, this is a curiosity because it's not the George Clinton from Funkadelic and Parliament. It's a different George Clinton. And it never made it out on a single in the United States. It was only an album track there. It came out on a single in the UK on ABC, presumably for a Northern Soul audience. And then you heard Roosevelt Grier and In My Tenement from 1964 on the Recording Industries Corp record label from Nashville. Well, did you get the connection? Is it obvious now I've read the things out? It's US presidents, Bush, Clinton and Roosevelt. Tommy Bush, George Clinton and Roosevelt Grier. Yeah, a bit of a toughie this week, so congratulations if you got that. I think you deserve to award yourself something very nice, you know, a good stiff glass of cola or something. Yeah, why not? Yeah, treat yourself. Getting back to the music, this is the exquisite Isle of Anne.
Yeah.
Absolutely right out of the top drawer. That is Isle of Arran and You Made Me This Way, recorded in 1972 on the PIP record label from New York. Big change of style now. This is Jimmy Robbins.
Hey, oh little girl, what's wrong with you?
Jimmy Robbins and I Can't Please You, recorded in 1966 on the Gerhardt's record label from Chicago. And here is, from before he got famous, Teddy Pendergrass.
Just don't understand that love is well worth choosing.
You're checked in with Steve at the Northern Soul Recall Show, a Papa D production. Contact Steve online at papa-d.uk.
Yeah, as the man with the proper radio voice says, you can always contact me. You can do that via the Papa D website, as mentioned, or you can track me down on social media, as people tend to do. Where you'll find me is Stephen Riley, with a PH, rather than Steve. Just, I get called both, and other things. Never mind. Yeah, track me down and send me your requests or dedications, anything you want. And you could send in suggestions for the free records challenge, should you care to. I keep having to think them up, and one of these days I'm going to run out. Well, maybe. I don't know. But yeah, do write in if you want to. Back announcing the fabulous tune before the jingle. That was Teddy Pendergrass and We Got Love. And that's one of those 1960s recordings that never got released at the time for reasons that escape me and probably blow my mind. Well, why wouldn't you release that? It didn't come out until 2020 when Shotgun in the UK released it. And it's one of the... Actually, I think it's one of the best things I've ever heard by Teddy Pendergrass. You can pick it up for peanuts. Yeah, well, anyway, funny old world, isn't it? Right, speaking of funny old worlds, here are some events in the southwest region of the U of K. And I'm going to start off actually with a cancellation, and this should have been my lot. 15th of March, Sunday, in the Prickly Pear at Bruton. We should have been on, but that's been cancelled due to reasons beyond our control, so never mind. 28th of March, it's the British Legion in Street. 28th of March also, it's Northern Soul Island at Fairwater Conservative Club, Cardiff. 29th of March, it's the Mount All Dayer, Mount Without Bristol BS2. 12th of April, it's Splash of Soul at Barton Hill Rugby Club, Bristol. 25th of April, it's West Wiltshire Soul Club in Trowbridge. 2nd of May, it's In Crowd Soul Society at Carrington House Hotel, Bournemouth. 9th of May, it's Glastonbury Soul at Godney Church, Godney near Wells in Somerset. 9th of May, there's a Soul Stroke Scar Stroke Mod Night at Fox's Den in Hapsford near Froome. On the 22nd of May, it's Bag of Soul at the Exchange, Sturminster Newton. And on the 18th of July, there's Northern Soul Island at Barry Yacht Club, Barry Island. And on the 5th of September, it's Soul on the Pier in Weston-super-Mare. Here endeth the events. I'd just like to plug my books, The Truth About Northern Soul and Soul Stories. The Truth About Northern Soul endeavours to be what it says on the tin. It's a rummage around in Northern Soul's history. Tries to detach the subject from some of the mythology that's grown up around it in all the years since its heyday. Tries to present you with the bald facts as they were at the time. And Soul Stories is kind of similar but different in that it covers the same era, but it's written as fiction. And it's written from real life, it's written from experience, it's written from knowledge. But yes, because it's written as fiction, it allows me to go to places where you can't really go if you're writing a factual book. So yes, it enables me to get into the nitty-gritty. As somebody once said, a factual book will tell you what happened, a fictional book will tell you what it felt like. And I think that's a reasonable summary of the difference between the two works. Do check them out, both available on Amazon. And before we get back to the music, well, this is about the music, because the first one up is Roscoe Robinson, who passed away recently, so I play it as a tribute to Roscoe Robinson. He made some absolutely wonderful records, and the one I'm going to play is one of those absolute classics from the Northern Soul scene, played from, well, it was already being played when I first walked through the door of my first soul club in 1969. It is wonderful, and it remains so. Rest in peace, Mr. Robinson. You made some fabulous music, and you gave us joy.
That's enough.
Late great Roscoe Robinson, and a record that everybody was on the Northern Soul scene before it was called that in the 1960s would have danced to. And that was That's Enough, recorded in 1965. It was released first in the States on Jerry and then picked up by a bigger label, Wand. And it got a UK release on Pi International, which is why it got plays in the UK clubs so early, because we could get our hands on it. Moving right along, here is Sydney Barnes.
Smile at everyone I meet. I show them all I have to face. They only see me laugh. They only see the half of me. They don't see the other half. If they just turn me over, they're gonna see there are really two sides to me. And I hurt on the side, but I cry in my solitude.
Sydney Barnes and I Hurt on the Other Side, recorded in 1966 on Blue Cat in the United States. And there's another version of that by Jerry Cook, which is very well known on the Northern Soul scene. And I have to tell you, well, I don't have to tell you, but I will do because I'm a shameless name dropper, that I am Facebook friends with Sydney Barnes, so there. But actually, that is totally meaningless because anybody can be friends with anybody on Facebook, and Sydney Barnes doesn't know me from Adam. So it sounds good, doesn't it? Anyway, back to the music and on to our Motown moment and the wonderful Barbara McNair.
Although it may surprise you, I've come here to advise you to be there when he needs you, go on where he leads you. I was a fool to hurt him, so wrong to just desert him. Life's not the same without him. Something him. You're gonna love my baby. You're gonna love my baby. And I'm so sad that I could die. I still love him. He's not the kind to leave you, use you and then deceive you. I know, 'cause I was there once, had his love to share once. When the world upsets you, his arms will come to get you. And every time you kiss him, you know why I miss him.
Absolutely anthemic on the Northern Soul scene. It may be overplayed, but that doesn't change what's in the grooves, does it? That was Barbara McNair and You're Gonna Love My Baby, recorded in 1965 on Motown in the States, and it got a UK release, of course, on Tamla Motown. And the Tamla Motown one is a lot rarer and a lot more expensive, and the Tamla Motown demo one is rarer still and very expensive. Yeah, well, that's record collecting for you. To a different decade and a very different style. Here are East Coast Connection.
Oh, man, it's hot.
Man, summer's here again.
Hey, man, hey, let's all go check out a park someplace.
Yeah, man, that's a good idea.
Am I right, man?
Yeah, yeah.
East Coast Connection. Ride you right on.
Check them out. Watch them get down. Some in the box.
Hey, that looks like Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I know they gonna get down. Let's go check them out, y'all.
Yeah.
Mid-70s floor packer that was. That was East Coast Connection and Summer in the Parks, recorded in 1974 on the New Directions record label from Silver Springs, Maryland. And that's one of those that was played as a new release. And another change of style. This is definitely not the same.
The colour of her eyes, the way she wears her hair, she looks so much like you, standing right there. But when I take her in my arms, there is no magic force in her charms.
Baby, it's not the same old love. Her voice sounds just like yours. She wears the same perfume, and I swear it's you when she walks into a room. Yeah.
Whoa, that took me by surprise. I haven't played that for ages. I've just forgotten about its impact. Sitting here with goosebumps, ladies and gentlemen. I hope it does it for you too. They knew how to do it, didn't they, Little Anthony Imperials? That was It's Not the Same, recorded in 1966 on Veep in the US. No UK release. And when you hear something like that, you know why they called it soul. Whew. Right, on to something very different. Here's Isaac Hayes. one of those that was a monster at the time when it was played as a new release, but it's somewhat neglected now, and you can pick it up for a fiver or something. That was the Isaac Hayes Movement and Disco Connection, recorded in 1975 and released on HBS / ABC in both the US and the UK and a few other places too. Here's Patrice Holloway. Get much better than that, do they? My word. That is Patrice Holloway and Love and Desire, recorded in 1966 and released on Capitol on both sides of the proverbial pond. And I gave that a spin at Art Bank on Saturday night, and it went down a storm, as it should. Right, yes, anyway, we are getting close to being out of time, ladies and gentlemen. I'll see what I can squeeze in after the jingle. But for now, it remains my sad duty to say goodbye to you. I have been absolutely delighted to have had your company. I do hope you'll come again, and I do hope you'll tell all your friends that we're here with this fabulous music. I have been Steve Riley. This has been the Northern Soul Recall Show. Ta-ra for now.
You're checked in on the Papa D Time Machine, the Northern Soul Recall Show.